Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There was a recent article which I thought was very, very interesting about the impact of the war in Israel. Israeli banks rake in record profits as their war-battered customers drown in debt. Well, it's a very emotive headline, as headlines tend to be. Israel's two largest banks published financial statements this week showing both raking in record numbers of shekels behind the soaring financial stands millions of Israelis whose sky-high interest payments, credit fees and other charges have fueled the unprecedented payday for lenders. Not only have the banks posted massive financial gains on mortgage payments and the superfluous fees, and by avoiding paying interest on money deposited by customers, they have done it all despite the nation being mired in war and economic hardship. Now, it's a very, very hard-hitting article in the Times of Israel. We wanted to understand what the situation in Israel is at the moment in terms of the economy, in terms of the impact on the property market, on property prices, and how it is likely to play out. Barry Cohen, he's a real estate agent. He's at the Blue Agency. He's in studio with us. Welcome.
How are you? Morning, Howard. How are you doing?
We're fighting on. Thank you, Barry.
Good.
Every day is a new fight.
Are you talking about here or Israel?
I am talking about just about every. I'm talking about emotionally.
Okay.
Oh no. Right. No, I'm talking about.
It's a safe space.
Right. No, it's not. I don't guarantee anybody a safe space. So Barry, this article is obviously very hard hitting. And the reason that it's quite relevant is that it talks to the hardship of a country at war. It's now been a year and a half nearly, is it? Yeah, we're about to be a year and a half. It is not an insignificant amount of time. Take us through what has happened economically during that time, and then let's look at specifically around the property market.
So I think the word is resilience, as everybody has spoken about with the Israeli people. The super profits of the banks are a function of what's happening in the market with the interest rates. You know, if you have a business and all of a sudden your margins shoot up just because of an exchange rate or something, you happen to be in the right place at the right time. Mm. So interest rates have more than doubled over the past couple of years, and the banks are earning huge profits out of that. I don't think there's any specific intention on the part of the banks to take advantage of anybody. In fact, there are a lot of forums that have been set up to help small businesses. There is a very well-known religious guy in the news sector, mm-hmm. who has got a WhatsApp group that he every night he sends out another person who's been affected by the war, or family that's been affected, somebody that's been in Miluim for over a year, and they raise millions and millions and millions of shekels for these people. So I don't think that there's anything specific that that the banks or the regulators are trying to do in order to take advantage of the situation. In terms of unemployment is virtually zero. The high-tech sector has continued to be stable. Obviously, there's not as much investment in Israel as there was. But I think the sentiment is, especially now with what's going on with the American government
And support.
And support. Markets work on sentiment. It's irrelevant whether you're making money or not. But if everybody believes that things are going to be better, they're going to invest. And I think that's what's happening. We're looking at possibly the quiet before the storm. Once things settle down, and hopefully in the next few months, there'll be clarity as to exactly what the American government is going to be prepared to do. Then I believe people will come back and start investing in Israel.
And in terms of high tech and in terms of those?
In terms of everything. Overseas investors, if you want to talk about the real estate market, the overseas investors have been a big part of it, although a small percentage of the market, but they have helped fuel the stability of the real estate market over the past 12, 13 months.
So what has happened in terms of pricing in the real estate market over this period?
So if you look at the statistics, 2024 there was about just over 100,000 apartments that were sold, which if you compare it to 2023 is like an increase of maybe 30 or 40%.
Okay. 2024.
2024. Yes,
but
compared to 2022. Right, so it's dropped since 2022.
Okay.
So 2023, we had the whole judicial reform, and then we went into the war. So the market was like 50 or 60% lower than it was the previous year. So if you're comparing 24 to 23, you think that the market is, wow, it's just wonderful. But comparing 24 to 22, I'm getting a bit complicated.
No, the market is actually by this.
The market is lower than it was previously.
Considering that October the 7th happened in October, which yes. is the end of the year, could it be argued that there was a greater impact on the property market because of the judicial reform, the protests, the negativity from within Israel than it had on the property market, that it had on the property market as a result of the war? Or so am I stretching?
You know, Howard, maybe
I just like this theory.
Yeah. It's a bit of a stretch. You know, when you go onto Netflix and you start watching or carry on watching a show and it says recap, right, which we all skip over.
Always.
I just want to do a recap because we've been doing this in the studio for many years.
We have.
The main thing that fueled the Israeli economy, the real estate market, is interest rates, right?
Okay.
Interest rates were an all-time low. And so if you bought an apartment and you got a return of 2.5%, you were sitting happy, you were great. Today you can get 3 to 4% just having your money in the bank. So that is now less of an attraction for people to invest in the real estate market. So what happened was around 2021 or 22, interest rates started going up. That's when the market started slowing down. And and that is what is affecting the market. So sure, yes, a war going on. You talk about October, November, December 23, the market was virtually at a standstill.
Well, this must be. That's the beginning of the war. Everybody's just catching their breath. Yeah. No one's looking at a problem.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, There's two interesting things that have happened in the real estate market, and one is the split between new developments and old developments. So if you look in 2024, it was a split of about 45% new and 55% secondhand. Previous years, that was much lower. It was probably a 30-70 split. So there is a move to buying newer apartments, and one of the major factors in that is that the new apartments have got safety rooms.
Uh-huh.
And an interesting thing in the market now is people buying secondhand apartments. If it doesn't have a safety room in the apartment, people aren't.
I think Israel's got to be the only country in the world that talks about a secondhand apartment, by the way. I don't think I've ever heard the term secondhand when it comes to property anywhere.
Well, as opposed to the car market, where secondhand yes. car market, a car is firsthand.
Right.
Meaning that it was new right. and now you're giving it to
the first
hand.
One. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it, just out of interest, is it possible to create a safe room if it hasn't existed already?
Depending on the structure of the apartment, there is a possibility to they cover the walls with special material. They can do it. It costs probably around 100,000 shekels per apartment. And a lot of people are doing it, okay. as I say, subject to them being able to do it. Mm. So that was an interesting thing in terms of the new and secondhand. The other thing that's also interesting is that the sales down south in 2024 have actually gone very high. So if you look at I know you're looking at me amazed.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, and I'm not comparing it to just, you know, the time of the war,
right.
But going back in previous years, a place like Ofakim, where the average was about 400 apartments a year, you're now at 1,800 a year.
Where just situate Ofakim for us?
Ofakim is down south. It's past Ashdod and Ashkelon.
Okay, right? So it is within firing
absolutely,
range.
Absolutely.
Right.
Netivot also. Sales there are up 50%. So I think people are realizing that this war is going to be solved at some stage. Prices there are historically low, or even hysterically low. I remember going to Netivot and seeing townhouses for under 2 million shekels.
Right.
Which is
nothing for Israel.
Which just doesn't exist. Those are probably now closer to 4 million shekels.
Wow.
So, if we recap over the years, you want me to explain the real estate market? Just throw up anything in the air. It always bucks the trend.
Well, the other factor I wonder is we've also seen and it's something you and I were talking about during the song. I was telling you about a conversation I was having with David Drummond, who's the singer at Disturbed, from Disturbed. He's the guy that sings that, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Anyway, a lot of you don't like it. I'm not playing it. I'm just talking about it. Relax. Anyway, he's become this really, really, he always was an Israel supporter, but now he is so out there. And you said to me, I wonder if Zionism isn't becoming a little bit trendy. I think it is, obviously, those that will hate us even more so. But what I'm really getting to is the support for Israel from outside of Israel. People who have not in the past been that outspoken and supportive are suddenly there. Does that influence and drive a desire to own property, connect to Israel, etc.?
So it's a two-sided coin. Mm-hmm. So you're 100% right. People have, I think probably the American Jewish community who were totally uninvolved in Israel have become all of a sudden involved in Israel. So there definitely is a more positive sentiment towards Israel. But what's been happening in places like Australia and in Europe and some parts of America have now prompted those people to now want to own something in Israel. When I said that the overseas buyers are a factor now in the market, even though it's a small percentage, it again creates the sentiment that, wow, the market's going to have a run because everybody wants to come from it. In Netanya, they've sold a few whole buildings to communities in the States. Right?
So
the Halabi community in LA basically
It's a community.
It's actually a delicacy. It's a dessert.
Oh, but we like those communities. Yeah.
But the Iranian community in LA bought a whole building, probably about 90 apartments in Iria Mim seafront, right? They bought it, and this is round about the time of
the beginning of the war. But it kind of makes sense because then you literally have an entire community supporting each other, being there.
And whether they're going to stay there or not.
Yes,
it's
okay,
not
a different story.
It's the whole, you know, it's the security blanket. Like my mentor says to me, owning a property in Israel is like a spare tire, right? If you never use it, it's fine. But if you need to use it and you don't have it,
then you feel it.
Then you're in trouble. But there's also, I don't know if you saw our favorite babe, Gal Gadot. What she said.
I don't
now.
Think we talk about babes. Hey? I just want to check with Mukundi.
Okay. Well, she's female. I
know, but yeah. I don't think she's an infant.
We can't say babe.
No, Mukund, right. What do you say?
I approve.
Okay, thank you.
You can say babe. What?
Well, she's Superwoman. She's Catgirl.
She
what is
Superwoman.
She?
Yeah. Yes.
So did you
Wonder
know,
Woman.
She was criticized. Wonder Woman. Yeah. Thank you. She
that's,
was criticized.
That's a bigger faux pas. Yeah.
For the previous Academy Awards, whatever it was, for not wearing the hostage pin. And did you see what she came out now with. I think it was at a Jewish event, so she was probably felt a lot more comfortable, but she's so, so strong. So, you know, even people that in the past have kind of kept their... Mm. Although it's difficult when she's big like this, it's difficult to hide your identity.
And the fact that she's been to the IDF. Yes. And, you know... So.
But there's definitely... for Israel's benefit, Israel is certainly, in Jewish communities around the world getting tremendous, tremendous support, which they need, both in helping to rebuild... what's happening down south in terms of the major charitable organizations putting money into projects is amazing, and we need it. We need it not only financially, but we're hurting. You know
right.
that.
So. Yeah, and in terms of the overseas markets, where are they generally looking? Are they still sticking? Well, you've mentioned Netanya, but are they still sticking to the main centers?
Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are probably the number one addresses. We've seen in Tel Aviv something that we haven't seen before, and that is non-religious Americans coming into the market. It's traditionally been the religious Americans buying in Jerusalem, but now a big rise. But you know, one of the things that you mentioned to me earlier was the factors that affect the real estate market now because of the war, and one of those is the workforce, which because of the fact that you can't have Palestinian workers coming in now. So there's currently a shortage of about 30,000 laborers in the industry. It's not creating a problem, a big problem at the moment, but the interesting thing is that even though there are less foreign workers, the Thai workers and the Chinese that are coming in are actually producing more per person than before.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So it's kind of balancing out, which is a very important thing, because they cost about three times more than what we were paying the labor beforehand. And that is quite a critical component in the market now, because I've discussed before, when you buy in a new apartment, the amount of money that you're paying is linked to a building index. And that building index for the past year or two has been relatively low. During COVID, it shot up crazy. But in January, that was 2.5%. So for 2023 and 2024, the whole of it wasn't even 1.5%. Now in 1 month, it went up 2.5%. So that is a factor that is going to definitely influence the market in terms of where prices are going to go. So looking at the trend over the past year or two, price, you know, when they say prices have gone up by 5%, it's irrelevant. It's 5% is neither here nor there. But we can see a similar situation that happened in COVID, where all of a sudden the index went high and then prices start
to go up, and that's what you're predicting as the trend.
That's what I think is going to happen. And interestingly enough, amongst my clients, I think it's been more of a. It's now kind of we've had the growth. Let's just sit down and manage what we've got. You know, one of the most important things in buying a property in Israel, if you're investing, is who you're going to rent it out to and how that's going to be managed. And especially now where the economy is a bit on shaky ground.
Yeah, you need to know who you...
You know, people who've been in Miluim, not by their own fault, you know, all of a sudden can't pay their rent. So, you know, that's a critical thing, making sure that you've got the right securities and that you're vetting the people and know who you're renting out to. So I think that's the attitude that we've taken.
And Barry, you're here in South Africa. Anyone wants to contact you to have a conversation, how do they do that?
Well, they either can phone Chai FM or 076-577-2000.
And there you go. Barry Cohn from the Blue Agency here in South Africa, sharing an incredible amount of interesting knowledge around the Israeli economy and specifically the property market.